Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go!
Lads, I still have a cough from getting COVID on the first day of the cruise.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because you were coughing a bit this morning and I was like, but then I remembered, yeah.
It's so annoying. It's just non-stop. It's
just like a tickle or what's it feel
tickle.
Like?
Yeah, it's just a little tickle, but there's nothing there. Like nothing comes up. It's and it, do you know what's the worst of it thing about that? There's no release.
No plegum.
No plegum at all. yeah. Do you remember that? What was that in? I actually don't know if I could say. It was, do you remember Ahmed the Dead Terrorist? Did you ever hear about this?
No.
This was, do you know what this is, Hebe? No? Okay. Producer
Hebe just
also, okay.
Shat her pants.
Yeah. This is for the podcast, it's fine. Ahmed the Dead Terrorist was a, what do you call those people? A ventriloquist doll.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and he was Jeff Dunham or something like that, or Durham or something like that. And he had these very, very rude puppets.
Okay, one of them, a comedy actor, whatever.
Yeah, and one of them, but he, like, unbelievable ventriloquist. So, so cool. Do you know Jamie from Jamie and Shireen is a ventriloquist?
Fuck off.
Yeah, he has, like, a ventriloquist doll. How mad is that?
That is mad.
Yeah, I think that's...
He's full of surprises.
He is, isn't he?
He owned a food truck once.
He also has a bird. He has, like, a parrot as a pet.
Stop.
Yeah, he's mad. He does his own. He just does his own thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, back to the terrorist. it was Ahmed, and it was like, how do you spell Ahmed? And he'd be like, A... C, phlegm, because he'd be like, Ahmed.
Oh, that's funny.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was very, very good.
Do you know my granddad used to call phlegm? It's the worst word in the whole world.
Oh, no.
Sputum.
That's just an
Isn't
awful
that
word.
Sick?
That's rotten.
Sputum.
Sputum? Why?
Do you know, but isn't it so right? Like, it's like spit, but
yeah,
it's more than spit.
Sputum, yeah.
Sputum. Oh, it's so funny, though. Sputum, sputum, sputum.
And on that note, enjoy the show.
Bye.
Ready to go, go, go.
It's showtime. Showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Damon, Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check, 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 check.
Let's go.
Three,
go,
two,
go,
one.
Woo!
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 29th of August, 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashling, just myself and Ash this morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. I'm good. I was out doing my usual. What was I doing last night, Dave?
Running?
No.
Knitting?
It was a Wednesday.
Giving out? What?
Being shrill.
what were you doing yesterday?
I was at pinball.
Oh, of course, Wednesday.
Well, every second Wednesday.
My bad.
Fibber McGee.
Yes, of course.
I do go to a pinball night. It's run by my boyfriend, so it's half out of moral support. Mm-hmm. I know, not even half anymore, because it is actually fun.
Did they get more pinball machines in Fibbers?
There is now three.
Okay, savage.
And one that was being repaired. So there's technically four. One of them doesn't work. I got to see inside a pinball machine for the first time last night. Very cool.
Is it?
A naked machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like loads of wires and little switches.
I remember when you invited us down to that pinball night.
Yes.
I just got really interested in pinball and I watched... do you remember the slow-mo guys?
No.
On YouTube? No, they did.
It wasn't YouTube.
They have really, really high tech cameras. And I remember watching a pinball machine in slow motion, like,
oh, cool.
And how it works and stuff. I just got really into it. I just thought it was really interesting.
It is mad. Like, there's so much going on. But every second Wednesday is a pinball tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we will all know, I'm the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland.
Yes.
And so I've been getting really good in these tournaments.
Okay.
And the 1-2 weeks ago, I was telling you afterwards that it was affecting my sleep, that how good I was. Because I was staying in the tournament way too long. I wasn't getting knocked out. And the same happened last night. I said, I'm going, but I'm leaving at 9:30. I was like, I really need a lot of sleep this week.
Yeah.
I'm leaving at 9:30. Sure, 9:30 comes and aren't I still in? With only 2 out of 3 strikes.
Yeah.
So I said, right, I'll do one more. Or right, I'll go up against these, I'll do one more. Sure, don't I bloody win that one.
For God's sake.
I said, right, it's 9:45, I'll do one more. Oh, everyone's begging me to stay, I'll do one more. No one's begging me to stay. I'll do one more. And then I bloody stayed in after that and I actually left then.
So maybe that's the way forward of pinball is you actually have to just be like, no, I can only do
one
more. And then you just keep winning.
I actually had, like, I was like, not to be one of those really annoying people who's like, I was trying to lose. But like, I actually did not care about winning. And when I won, I was kind of like, so I actually think it's the beauty. It's like the perfect
amazing
sweet
so
spot.
In order to win, you got to rush.
Yeah, and not care.
Or you need to be in a rush. Oh no, I need to go.
Yeah, I need to go sleep.
It's almost the same vibes as like, I just don't have the time to get sick right now.
Yeah.
And then you get sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally
so now as well, the other play that I've discovered, which is good, is leave before you're knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can basically say you could have won.
Yeah, right.
So essentially, I could have won last
night. That's exactly what happened to me. That's why I'm the least ranked person ever to have played pinball.
That's why you're the lowest ranked. Yeah.
Just I was in a rush.
Left early.
Yeah. You were out in town yesterday, Ash. You were at the pinball tournament.
Yeah, up in Fibber McGee's.
And I went out for a drink in Rathmines, right?
Okay.
With my housemate, Linda. And we're chilling there. We're having a good chat. Finish our drinks. And we're about to head off. And I'm like, oh, wait, hang on there for a second. Something's going on in town. I was just looking on Instagram.
Yeah.
And there was thousands upon thousands of people at the top of Grafton Street.
Yeah.
And I was going, what's going on? Something big is happening.
Did you see it online? Yeah.
I just saw it online. I had heard nothing about this all day. And so I start texting a couple of people who I see who are there because a load of my mates are there. And I was like, what's going on? Rumour is Coldplay's playing. I was like, would you stop?
I know.
Not a chance.
A message from my friend when I was up in Fibbers and she said the same. Did you hear Coldplay's playing on Grafton Street? And I was like, what?
Shut up. Not a chance.
Go away.
And then other people were texting me like, I heard it's rumour it's Coldplay. The other rumour is it's Ed Sheeran.
What? Why?
The other rumour is it's Keane DeCrow. And I thought maybe it's Keane DeCrow because he played at the Portal.
Yeah, he did.
Like, the day before.
But no offence, Keane DeCrow. I don't think he would have gotten a crowd like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, as in, it's just
no,
like...
No, I agree. He didn't get it at the
Portal. It was
an
exceptionally big crowd.
It was massive.
Judging by videos that I saw.
And so, me and my housemate, Linda, are just sitting there in the pub and we're like, will we go in?
Oh,
like,
did you?
I was like, will we go in? Like, we may as well. Like, what... we're like, we're going to feel really stupid if
we
it
don't.
Is Coldplay. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? We're going to feel really, really thick if we don't go in. And it turns out to be something massive. So we went in and we're walking through South King Street. And like the crowd is starting to disperse. With people who are a little bit, you know, annoyed. Literally peed off. And I was going, why are people so annoyed? So I was walking through South King Street and people are kind of starting to disperse from the crowd. But still there's like thousands and thousands of people there. You can't get close at all.
Yeah.
Right. So you're trying to like stand up on your tippy toes or hold your phone up to see anything. You can't see a thing. Turns out, you know the Circle K?
Yes.
And there's also a Sculpted by Amy shop
there
on the top of Grafton Street. Right outside there, Chris Martin was performing. Right.
Mad.
With one speaker.
I actually saw a couple of videos and I couldn't even hear him in the video that was quite close to him.
Well, that's the thing. So like everyone was a little bit like, what's the point in this? Like,
oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone were like, we had to go and see it at the same time.
I love
do you know
that.
What I mean? And so then he did like a couple of, I think he did the same song a couple of times and then bounced. Then he was like, right, see you later. And then went on to the, over to the, like where the Lewis tracks are and got a car home.
And how did he get in and out of the crowd?
Well, this is what, I was like, did he get the Lewis? What the, how the hell did he?
Airlift?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I think he must have come around by just that area, you know where all the taxis go at the top of Grafton Street. I think he must have come around
from
that area.
They just like parted a little.
Yeah, well that's the thing. That's the only reason I did actually go in the first place, because I was like, right, the guards have parted the crowd here.
Right.
Like, not dispersed them. They've parted them.
They're ready for something.
And I was going, how in God's name do we work in spin and we don't know that something like this is happening?
Yeah, we're pathetic.
How did no one tell us?
I just overheard somebody in the office saying that he knew about it yesterday afternoon.
Right.
Because his housemate, who works in Aer Lingus, found out in work. Everyone in the Aer Lingus office knew.
Stop it.
How does Aer Lingus know and not spin?
That's ridiculous.
It's like, we could throw a stone and hit Grafton Street from here.
Literally.
And we hadn't a clue.
I think that's absolutely insane.
Why does everyone hate us?
I met
out of the loop.
I met a friend of mine on the Lewis home and I was like, were you there for Chris Martin or whatever? He was like, I've been waiting for an hour and a half. And I was like,
stop.
And I was like, what? How did you find out? He was like, rumours, just pure rumours. He was waiting for an hour and a half, saw absolutely nothing. And he was like, I'm glad I don't have tickets now.
That's such a weird take.
But he was like, yeah, he did the same song. Apparently, it was for a music video. So that's
yeah,
because
I didn't recognize the song.
It is a very Coldplay thing to do, to like sing
a part of a Coldplay
music video in every city that they go to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's cause a stir.
So that's exactly what it is.
And then leave.
Yeah.
Gas.
So there you go.
There's some group chat we're not in, Dave. We need to sort that out.
Please add us.
Add us to all your group chats. I want to tell you about this new app I came across.
Go on.
It was introduced to me by producer Hebe, who's filling in for producer Callum, who is currently eating 5 kilograms of sweets over in Disneyland.
He's having a great time.
He's having a ball. He put up the best picture of a pizza yesterday on his Instagram story.
I'm still thinking about it.
Oh my God. It looked like the perfect pizza.
Yeah.
And this is slightly appropriate because...
that like old school like Ninja Turtles pizza.
Oh, you know, yes. Yeah. Like a cartoon pizza where the cheese we don't get that type of pizza here.
No, we don't. Probably because it's unhealthy as hell.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably illegal.
EU, take one sniff at that and go, hell no.
Absolutely not. That's class as a cake. Yeah. But it is somewhat on track that I'm talking about food because this app that I've discovered is a cooking app. And I actually think you might like it.
Well, see, I hate cooking, but anything that would help me cook would be good.
This is what it's all about. So it's called Zest, and it's basically like Duolingo for cooking. And weirdly, it looks exactly like Duolingo.
Okay.
I've been trying to figure out if it's also made by the people who made Duolingo, but I don't think it is. It seems to be just like this little passion project from this like small group of people. Like, it's not like huge or anything.
Yeah.
They've like 100,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram, which is good. Like, but
when you say it's like
not as big as Duolingo.
Do you know what all I'm thinking of is like every day you'll get a notification, be like, all right, how do you make lasagna?
It does send you notifications, and it also has like, you go through like lessons, and then like when you complete a lesson, you like give it a little tick and it gives you a little bling.
Oh, for God's sake.
And it has little characters, like little character people telling you what to do. It's
the
exact same.
Why is this a new thing? This needs to have been around for ages because I cannot cook.
It's actually the exact same like UI as Duolingo. It's amazing. Mad. I don't really know how they're allowed to do that, but it's fun. So it's kind of like turning cooking into a game, which is why I think you might enjoy it. So you tap through different lessons and they give you recipes. So some of the lessons are like tastes or like pans and skillets, ovens, fat and acid.
Oh my God.
Yes, yeah, so you're like learning, but then there's a bit of science involved.
But there recipes in
there? And then there's recipes, yeah. Now, the slightly annoying thing is you can't fully complete a lesson until you do the recipe, or at least say you've done the recipe.
Okay.
And that's where I struggle because I am not good at saying I've done things, like ticking things off that I haven't done.
So what do you mean you need to do the recipe?
So like, in order to move on to the next lesson, you have to be like, yeah, tick, I did that recipe.
Oh, okay.
But if you didn't do it, you have to lie.
And you hate it.
You're like, that's no problem. What are you talking about?
Absolutely fine. You're lying to a robot.
I'm like, no, I don't like it. But the recipes are really well done. So like, they're kind of customizable, which I've never really seen with a recipe before. So you can like put in how many people you're cooking for and it'll change the amount of ingredients.
That's clever.
And then like going through it, it'll show you like if it says like you need to dice onions, there'll be like a little thing where you can click a video and it teaches you how to dice an onion.
This is very cool.
So you don't have to like go onto YouTube.
It's called Zest, is it?
Zest, yeah.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
That's really, really cool.
And another good thing about it, and another good thing about Zest
have you made this app?
I sound like I'm being paid. Yeah, no, not at all. And it's actually been out like a couple of years, I think, but I think it's kind of like been like talked about on TikTok and stuff recently by people. It tells you like the most economical way to cook as well.
Right.
So like it'll be like, what do you think is the most economical way to make a curry? And it'll be like, buy a jar of curry paste, make the curry from scratch, buy a ready meal. And then the answer will be like, buy the jar of curry paste.
Yeah.
It's not like being like, you gotta make everything from scratch here.
Okay.
Because they're like, it's actually way more effort and way cheaper to just like buy the jar.
Yeah.
And then it'll also be like, you can have your frozen pizza, but like you can zest it up by adding fresh herbs and fresh like ingredients on top. And
interesting.
Stuff. So good.
That is really, really cool.
Yeah. And actually, I'm like, I must use more quirky apps.
Yeah.
Because I don't really use a lot of quirky apps.
No, I'm with you.
Do you?
No, not really. Especially not for cooking. Mine is just put a ready meal in the microwave and I'm good to go.
And honestly, like I'm looking at my actual Duolingo and the owl now. You know the way the owl's face on Duolingo changes the longer you've been off it?
Yeah.
The owl has like snot dribbling down his nose. Oh. One of his eyes is closed. He's sweating. He looks in bits. I'm like, Zest would never do that to me.
No,
they never make me feel bad like that.
No, they don't send you a notification like, by the way, you haven't eaten in 7 days.
Yeah, by the way, you're killing an owl. So Zest for the win.
Amazing. Really, really good advertising for that app you got paid to advertise.
No, I swear I didn't.
It is Thursday morning. It is time for this.
Don't say the same thing that Dave
Everybody.
Has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
It's been a while.
It has been a while since I played this game.
Yeah, because we played it without you.
Yes.
We didn't play it last week at all.
I was on the cruise.
Oh my God, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Welcome back to the greatest radio game this industry has ever seen.
This industry. Oh my God, shut up.
Oh, I've missed this. This is a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. So if you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. But I'm very good at catching people out. I'm very good at giving away no IMC Cinema Pass.
You are. And I think at the start of playing this game, we were getting a lot of winners.
Yeah.
And lately, we've had a couple of people dip out.
Yes.
When they have a couple of passes.
That was interesting, yeah.
Yeah, because there is a bit of jeopardy. If you say, no, I'm going to keep going, you risk losing your passes.
Exactly.
We've had a few losers on this too.
So everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There is five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Do you want to play this unbelievable game? Then message us the word game right now and you could win up to five IMC Cinema Passes. Game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Aisling, would you like to play?
In fairness, I would love to play. Don't let him put you off. It is actually great crap.
Here we go. Aisling Bonner, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
So much, Dave.
Question number one. Name any Dublin postcode number.
Dublin 22.
Dublin 22.
Clondalkin.
Clondalkin. I have written down Dublin 11.
Ooh, okay, awesome.
Very, very good. Finglas. Question number two. Here we go. Name any Irish comedian.
David O'Doherty.
David O'Doherty.
He doesn't talk like that. I don't know why I did that voice.
I actually once saw David O'Doherty.
He's brilliant.
I saw him in... somewhere on Camden Street.
With his tiny keyboard.
Yes, yeah, he was brilliant. I have said Aisling B.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Yeah,
you're I'm obsessed trying to catch with her.
I am. Here we go. Round three. Name any fizzy drink.
Lucozade.
Lucozade. Lucozade.
Oh, stop.
I have written down Pepsi.
Oh, you play with my emotions.
You are on to round
four. Don't toy with me, boy.
Here we go with round four. This is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Name any X Factor judge.
Ooh. Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue. Would you believe that I had Danny Minogue written down?
You did not.
And then I deleted it and put Cheryl Cole.
Oh my God. Weird.
Ooh, you were close with that one.
Ooh.
And finally, round five. Now here's... this separates the boys from the men.
Yeah.
Name a pizza slice place in town.
Manny.
Aisling Bonner.
It's the only one you haven't been to.
I have written down Manny.
No! I was like, he's definitely going to write down Doom Slice because we're already talking about it.
I knew you'd think I'd write down Doom Slice, but I wrote down Manny. You are out, you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Boo. Well played.
Do you want to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down and win up to five IMC Cinema Passes? Then WhatsApp us the word game right now. 087 711 1038.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Hell yeah! This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. 5 IMC Cinema passes are on the line.
It is an incredibly fun game.
It is.
I gotta say. I rarely say it to your face.
No, you don't ever say that to my face. Glenn is on to play. How are you, Glenn?
All good, how are you?
We're really good, Glenn. What's the plan for your day?
Just going to work.
Nice one. What do you do?
I work in hotels.
Very
oh,
nice.
Oh, cool.
Very nice.
Can you tell us what your role is?
Yes, I'm a deputy manager in a hotel.
Nice one.
Very cool.
Okay, he's wearing the tux.
He is indeed.
And he's going around.
That's a three-piece suit.
With the clipboard.
Right. Glenn, here we go. We're going to try win you some IMC Cinema passes today. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. You are going to hear me say something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you're out. Does that all make sense, Glenn?
Yeah.
All one right. Piece of advice for you, Glenn. Just never say Finglas in this game. He's obsessed with Finglas.
True, right. All right, here we go with round number one, Glenn. For one IMC Cinema Pass, name any band.
Westlife.
Oh.
Couple of big bands in the news this week and you didn't go for them.
I have written down...
No.
Oasis.
Oh, nice.
Just tried to catch you out, but I didn't, Glenn. You're on to round two.
Do you want to play on, Glenn, and risk losing your single IMC Cinema Pass, or do you want to play for two?
Play for two.
All nice. Right, let's go for round two. Here we go. Name a Pixar movie, Glenn.
Cars.
Oh, Dave likes Cars.
Glenn. I had Cars written down and then I deleted it for Monsters, Inc.
Lovely.
My heart.
Still in it, Glenn.
Oh, my God. Glenn, would you like to play on for 3 IMC Cinema passes or go home with 2?
Sure, go on.
Keep going.
All right, I like it, Glenn. Let's go for round 3. Name any pizza topping.
Mushroom.
Oh.
Not hope in hell he has mushroom written down.
Ash knows me well. I have written down chicken.
Dave doesn't even know what a mushroom is. Brilliant, Glenn. All right, you've got 3 IMC Cinema passes. You could risk losing them all if you keep going, but do you want to play for 4?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go for 4. I do know what they are, by the way. They're what makes Mario big. Here we go. Round number 4. Name an English-speaking country, Glenn.
Ireland.
A fantastic answer. And I've written down America.
Well done, Glenn. You're into the final round. If you want to play it, do you want to risk all and go for the full 5? Or do you want to bow out with 4? It is a respectable score.
Nah, we go for 5.
You'll okay, go for 5.
About to get real hard here, Glenn.
Here we go. Glenn, round 5 for 5 IMC Cinema passes. Name a primary colour.
Blue.
Glenn, for 5 IMC Cinema passes, I have written down blue.
No! Oh, I hate you, Davis.
For proof.
I know it's
producer
there.
Producer Hebe.
Yep, that is blue.
That word says blue.
Glenn, I am so sorry, my man.
Oh,
a fantastic player. I always try and get them out on round 5. You never know. You should come on again and try to take these passes off me.
We do love a risk taker, Glenn. Well done.
Definitely.
You gave us one hell of a game.
Too right, Glenn. Have a great day, my man.
Likewise, thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
Wow, a cruel game these days.
A very, very cruel game. I feel cruel.
Yeah, you are.
I feel. Like, what would have been crueler is if I played this.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, just you kind of chickened out of that one.
I just didn't have the heart to play that. Right, will we play again next week? And make sure to play along with your friends at home.
Of course.
Just make sure to call it Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning, 5 past 8. What's going on?
Ah, there you are.
Here I am.
There you are there now.
Comfort TV show. What have you got for me?
Love is blind.
Really?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't even let you finish.
No, but like, is that your go-to always, like year round?
Well, obviously when it's on, I just can't resist.
Okay.
But the only problem is I watch it with my boyfriend Alex, and it's kind of our comfort one together, but we're really deep into Better Call Saul at the moment.
Yes.
And I can't convince him to watch Love is Blind UK.
Okay.
And apparently it's actually a good season.
I have heard it was interesting.
It was good enough.
It's the one with the two Irish people in it.
Yeah. There's a girl from Belfast who does like quite well. I think she stays in it for ages.
Amazing.
I also do love, and it's gone to absolute muck.
Go on.
Selling Sunset.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so bad now, but I'm still like, I'll be there looking at those $70 million homes and their slinky little dresses.
I love it. Whenever I think of Selling Sunset, I think of Fionnuala J's TikToks where she talks about when, just like, imagine coming to work in the clothes.
Oh, yeah, in the clothes.
That's so Selling Sunset funny. People wear, and it's like literally coming in a picnic blanket, a see-through picnic blanket.
Oh, yeah, they were crazy.
Insane.
So.
But us in the house, we've recently started Father Ted.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh my God, it's so easy.
Oh, that's fun.
It's so fun. And it's just, even in the background, you could be on your phone, even in the background, and you'd still cry loud.
Yeah.
So that's my new comfort thing. It's between that and there's something so easy about just sticking on Friends.
Yeah, Friends is
so easy. So,
and The Office is another kind of good one.
It's just, yeah.
I feel like there's still possibly some episodes of Father Ted that I have never seen.
There is. There's episodes where I'm like, I've no idea about this.
Because do you know the way it's one of those ones that you never really watched like from start to finish?
Yeah,
you just like dipped in whenever it was on.
I'm
like that with Derry Girls. There's some Derry Girls I haven't seen.
Oh, Ash.
I know.
Oh, go back and watch all of that.
I know. And see, part of me is like, I like to have them there.
Yeah.
Forever I need my Derry Girls fix.
That's fair enough. For now though, I want to talk about Trump.
Oh, perfect.
You know, it's the American election coming up in November. It'll be very interesting. It'll be Trump versus Harris. And I find the whole thing quite interesting.
That is, yeah.
Especially because Americans just in general are mad, but oh my God, Trump is obviously mad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like people are talking a little bit less about him this time around? I feel like we're kind of over him. This is our third rodeo with Trump in a campaign. I just remember being so sick of the sight of him.
Yeah, we see the good thing for him is that he's quietened down. He needs quieting down.
Yeah, fair. Maybe it's part of his plan.
The less he talks or the less he's seen, the better for him, to be honest.
Yeah, the less he can mess up.
Exactly. But he has kind of really, really gone bizarre now. He's back on Twitter. He's after releasing a video on Twitter. And when I say, like, you're going to think this is AI. You're going to think there's not a chance he said all this.
Yeah.
This is fake. This is all genuinely 100% real.
And he posted it himself.
So I'd just like to start off with this clip.
Is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, with some very exciting news?
What do you think the exciting news is?
I've got more bricks to build the wall.
Okay, interesting. This is what the exciting news is.
By popular demand, I'm doing a new series of Trump digital trading cards. You all know what they are. We've had a lot of fun with them.
Trump digital trading cards.
You all know what they are? Do we?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so honestly, as I said, some of the stuff he says in this video are absolutely insane. They're Trump digital trading cards, right? I need to just go on. Wait till you hear this.
Purchase 15 or more of my Trump digital trading cards and we'll mail you a beautiful physical trading card. It's really, I think, quite something.
So weird. Oh my God, he's so weird.
He wants you to buy 15 digital ones and he'll send you out a real one.
Ah, but it's beautiful though.
It's beautiful.
And it's really quite something. Sorry, that's so strange. So these are like basically like Trump match attacks.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
He says
on them that there's clips of him dancing. There's pictures of him dancing. There's pictures of him wearing, showing, like holding Bitcoin and things like that.
So they're all Trump, just different types of Trump.
Different moves that Trump does.
Oh my God, why do I want them?
It's absolutely insane. But I want you to keep in mind 15. He wants you to buy 15.
Okay.
Right? 15 digital ones. We move on though. So just remember that.
Each physical trading card has an authentic piece of my suit that I wore for the presidential debate. And people are calling it the knockout suit. I don't know about that, but that's what they're calling it.
Oh, he's so humble. I don't know about that, but
it's the little tangents and I love it so, so much. It's so good.
Oh, I hate that I find him funny now.
Oh, he's hilarious. He really is. But people are calling it the knockout suit.
Mm.
I don't know about that, but, you know. Anyway, so I can buy, you know, more of them, apparently.
Purchase 75 of my Trump digital trading cards and you will also be invited to join me for a gala dinner at my beautiful country club in Jupiter, Florida.
So we can go for dinner. if we buy 75, which is great because I thought 15 was too little.
Okay, well, now I'm thinking these must be hella expensive.
So 75.
75.
Right, so he wants you to buy 75 and you can go have dinner with
him. Have dinner. So it's not like a euro a pack.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't wait to find out the price.
I'm keeping my Trump digital trading cards at the same price of $99 each. We've done that right from the beginning. You just need an email address and a credit card or crypto. You know, they call me the crypto president. I don't know if that's true or not, but a lot of people are saying that, so don't miss out.
Again, the tangent. You know, they call me the crypto president.
Oh, the crypto president's at it again.
So
yeah.
$99 per training card. I see your face kind of went a little bit weird there.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's really not that much. If all it costs is like just under $7,500 to come to his house for dinner.
$7,425 to go
to his house. Can't be right.
I feel like I could do that for the show.
Honestly, I was thinking each card was going to be like $100,000.
Yeah, no.
He wants yeah, for the show.
Yeah,
he set up a GoFundMe.
He wants $7,500. And you can go to his house for dinner.
There has to be a catch there. That's how not happening.
How little money does he have?
Yeah, honestly.
$99 each. And he wants you to buy 75 of them. That's $7,425. That makes no sense.
Oh my God. Maybe his campaign is like really poor.
His entire house is going to be flooded with people.
Flooded with mad people.
Mentlers. That's what's going on in Trump world anyway.
I'm absolutely in bits today.
Oh.
Because I went to the gym. But actually, it wasn't the gym. It was a shopping spree. But it was essentially the gym. Mother of God.
I was about to think maybe we're gym buddies now.
No. I have no gym membership. And I won't be joining the gym after my absolute shopping spree from hell. Now, it was enjoyable.
Okay.
But it's so much physical work to do a serious shopping spree. I don't really do big shopping sprees. Yes, I'm going to say shopping spree seven more times.
You sound really privileged right now. Oh God, it just the bags were so... I bought so many things.
No, I really just don't do that. And I just feel like lately I've been looking in the wardrobe and I'm like, I can't. I don't have anything for the new autumn season. I did a big clear out and now I need to replenish a few bits. And I normally just go in and buy like one top at a time. But I was like, no, I need to get new jeans. And jeans shopping is just the worst type of shopping in the whole world.
Is it because you got to try them on?
Yeah.
I hate
amount of physical labour involved. So this was quite an epic one. I tackled North and South Side, coast to coast.
Wow.
Henry Street to Grafton Street and in between.
Coast to what other coast?
Liffey coast of... Both sides of the Liffey.
Right. Like
sometimes there's a little beach when the Liffey's quite low. Do you know those bits?
Yeah.
It's rotten. And one thing I noticed as well, and I might actually campaign on this in the next election. Why doesn't Ireland have aircon in changing rooms?
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God.
Because you know as well, the person who tried them on before was also sweating.
Also
you're just
sweating.
Putting on their sweaty clothes.
Their condensation is like practically on the mirror. I almost had 3 panic attacks or like thought I was having like early menopause because I was sweating so much. And like the real hot where it gets into your body and you start like, oh, shaking.
Yeah.
And honestly, no wonder the glam girlies, the fashion girlies on Instagram look so good, because I'd say I burned thousands of calories on this 3-hour shopping spree, okay?
I wonder, do they buy them online and then just return them?
Yeah, honestly, it's the way forward.
Because it has to be. I hate shopping in person.
It was so tough.
Yeah.
And so, okay, I've broken it down into sort of like a gym workout.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the gym workout I did in the shops yesterday. 5,000 steps on the treadmill, a.k.a. the path.
Yes. But you really did go north to south.
I did 5,000 steps. A couple of steps on the Stairmaster. Just a couple of little levels I had to go up
going
and down.
The floors,
had to step onto the odd escalator, you know yourself. Weightlifting. I was benching so many kgs. When you put like more than one thing on your arm, well, my arm, because it's like a twig.
I know what you're going
to
say.
And then when you're standing there waiting in the changing room and your two arms are laid down and then you're trying to check how many items you have and you've also got bags and, oh my God.
I do that when I go around shopping. I go, oh, that's a nice t-shirt and I put it over my arm. They're nice jeans, I put it over.
Yeah.
That's a nice hoodie, I put it over my arm.
Ow.
But it's between all of them and then you've also the hangers.
Yes.
And I'm like, I swear those hangers are getting heavier.
Yeah. And then you're like, this tiny little top. up won't matter.
So much pain.
It's so hard. So I benched many kgs. Squats, I did probably 50 squats because I'd say I tried on 20 pairs of jeans. So I have to obviously get down to get them on and off.
Did you find the right jeans for you?
No.
No, so you never do.
Obviously
I hate
not.
Jean jumping.
Obviously not. What a stupid question.
Honestly.
Jump squats, I had to do them for the jeans that were too small to get over my bum.
Very good.
So about 10 jump squats. I had to do a lot of hip twists. Okay. That's a thing. As well, when
trying
you
to take them off.
No, actually, it's when you keep looking at yourself in the mirror. The hip twists, the hair fixes.
Yeah,
that's hard on the arms.
Of course,
a lot of hair fixes in the mirror and bendovers, tons of bendovers with the shoes on and off. All the classic gym moves. I'd say I burned about 7,000 calories.
And the fix the hair, yeah. Big gym moves.
Yeah, had to go out and get a curry after that.
But I completely, I'm with you 100%. Even when I go to Dundrum, I'm like, why? I have to go to Dundrum in shorts and a t-shirt. Because I know...
every season.
No matter what the season, I have to go to. Because there's no aircon. And also, like, when you're shopping and there's people maybe queuing and I get a bit anxious and I'm like, now I'm sweating and I'm anxious and I'm sweating on top
of the... awful.
I'm sweating on...
And I'm ugly and I've got big rolls and no one fits me. And then no one's my colour.
Yeah, no, 100%. Let's change shopping.
Let's just stay in our old raggy clothes forever.
Forever, yeah. No one say anything. No Emma today, but unfortunately, this is still a thing.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Oh. Welcome to the girly quiz.
Ah, no Emma, so I am in charge of the girly quiz. How does that make you feel, Dave?
You are a weird one, right? Because out of the two of you, I'd like to think that you're just so sweet and kind until we hear that music. And then something comes over you
it
and
does.
You just turn into... You turn evil.
Yeah, I do. I turn into a witch. but I love this witchy sense that I have. And today I'm in control.
Let me ask you this, the questions. It's been 2 years since we started this show, right? Does this girly quiz still give you as much of a thrill as it did?
Oh, for sure. Seriously. It's my favourite thing we do,
wow.
I think, every week. And you know it's yours too. Don't be a liar.
I don't know where you're getting that from, but okay.
This is where Emma and I, usually just me today, test Dave on all things girly. All sorts of the female experience are covered in this. There are three questions that he has to get right in order to win the week, but he does have two lifelines because we are sound. One of them is a Simplify, which is like a 50-50.
Yeah.
And the other is the Phone a Female, and that is where we have a designated female on to give you a hand. And the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. Meet with the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artists and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street. And our phone female today wins herself a Sculpted by Amy product bundle.
Congratulations.
To let the summer of good skin begin.
So Holly's on the line for that phone a female if I need it.
Yes.
I could, I might not.
Which
you know
always kind of do.
Yeah.
And we do say with the girly quiz as well, if you have young ears in the car, and I know school is kind of starting back, the S word is kind of starting back this week, and you might want to hover the hand over the volume button just in case there's stuff that you haven't had the chats with them about.
Absolutely,
yes,
fair enough.
But I think this week is fairly safe.
All right, we'll get going.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Tough ones this week, I think.
Okay.
Question one. What is pan stick?
Pan stick. I've heard of pan stick before.
Have you?
Yeah. I think pan stick is the stuff you put on before you wax. Before you wax your legs. So I'd imagine it's like... it's the tool maybe that you'd use.
Okay.
Pan stick.
To like brush the hairs.
Well, no. So do you remember when, for the girly quiz, I got my legs waxed,
mm-hmm.
right? And this... and Katie, who was from Lambre in Ratmines, she came in and she gave us like... She put a load of wax on my legs.
Yeah.
And she did it using like, it looked like a nail file.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, like a
sort.
Flat thing.
Yeah. That's what I think it is. However, I don't have the confidence to go with that answer.
Okay.
Because first of all, I've completely forgotten what the question was. And I've just been thinking about that.
Okay. Do you want me to ask you the question again and see if it sparks anything
else?
Yeah,
go on, something stick.
What is pan stick?
Yeah, pan stick.
One word, pan stick.
Pan stick. No, I don't think I've a clue.
No idea.
I'm on question one.
You're bringing in Holly already.
I'm going to bring in Holly. Good morning, Holly. How are you?
Morning.
Morning.
Hi, Holly.
Holly, I hear you're going to Coldplay. Is it tonight?
Tonight.
Oh my God.
Okay,
unreal.
Well, this is an unbelievable day for you because you don't even have to get this right and you've won that prize with
Chris Martin's going to be very disappointed with you though if you get this wrong, Holly.
All right, Holly. I have 30 seconds on the clock and I really, really, really need you to tell me, what is pan stick?
Yeah. So pan stick is a Cranstick is like the foundation in like it's in a stick form.
What?
Like it's foundation in like a container and you just like rub it on like a stick. But it's foundation.
Okay, so it's not for waxing.
No.
Okay, so my final answer, I'm going to go with Holly, is it is a foundation that's also a stick.
It's in a stick form.
It's a stick of foundation.
It's a stick of foundation.
Holly, can you remember what brand makes Panstick?
Oh my God, Rimmel, is it?
No, but that's okay. It's not the question. You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank God for that.
Max Factor makes Panstick, Holly. If you ever did a musical when you were in school, it always made you buy. Well, in our school anyway, you had to get Panstick, and the lads had to get a certain shade.
Interesting.
And the girls had to do it. It's like real old makeup. Like I think, like our parents would have worn it and stuff, and you'd like smear it on a big. It's like a big crayon for your face.
Well, congratulations, Holly. Yeah. Thank you for knowing what Panstick was, and you have won with Sculpted by Amy.
Yeah, happy days. You got that product bundle. Let the summer of good skin begin, Holly. Well done. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck, Holly. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, one lifeline down, two questions to go. Not a great start.
Good start at all. But look, one out of one ain't bad.
All right, question two, Dave, on the girly quiz. Name three parts of the ear that you can get pierced. Not specifically girly, but kind of more common with women, I suppose.
Okay, here we go.
I think you're going to get this. Believe in you.
I have my ears pierced in two of the locations.
Oh, but you don't wear a ring.
I don't wear them. The lobe.
Lobe? You're locking in lobe?
Lobe. I want to say like the metatarsal or something. It's like it's the bony bit in your ear.
Mm.
But I'm pretty sure the metatarsal is what Wayne Rooney injured that match.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out with that one. I'm pretty sure metatarsal's in your foot, love.
Yeah. I think it is. But it's that bone. It's the cartilage. You've got your lobe. You've got your cartilage. And you've got, I'm going to throw a wild one at you. The conch. The cartilage, the lobe, and the conch.
Can I ask you to be more specific with cartilage?
Cartilage is the outer. I want to say the outer ring.
I'm gonna help you out and say, cartilage ain't it?
What?
It's all cartilage up there. So the conch.
Okay, well then the conch is definitely one.
Maybe.
The lobe, and I'm gonna say the tragus.
The tragus.
The tragus.
You came out of that?
Yeah, I did.
Out of that out of nowhere.
Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. Oh my God. Now, I was nicer, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were there. But I think cartilage is a thing.
Now, I looked up parts of the ear to get pierced and it doesn't say cartilage anywhere. I think like it's all cartilage. So it's like the conch and the tragus and the helix and the rook are all the cartilage.
Right, okay.
So I needed you to be more specific. And she delivered David Hammond 2 for 2.
This is good.
With a lifeline remaining on question number 3, and we're hitting biology here with this one, okay? In the female reproductive system.
Oh God, I failed biology in school.
What's the difference between an ovum and a zygote?
A zygote. God, I haven't thought about that word since I left.
Yeah, but you know it.
Is it something to do with, and little ears maybe? Volume. Something to do with sperm is a zygote. I have a feeling.
That's up to you to decide, sir.
So zygote?
Zygote and ovum.
Ovum.
What's the difference between the two of them?
I think a zygote you can only get in like the male. I think it's something to do with sperm, and ovum is where I think the eggs are kept in a woman.
In a woman.
In a
like the fridge. The press in a woman. For the eggs.
Okay.
Do you want to go simplify?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go simplify.
All right, entering simplify mode. In the female reproductive system, what's the difference between an ovum and a zygote? Is it A, a zygote is a fertilized egg and an ovum is just a regular egg?
Okay.
Or B, an ovum comes from the left fallopian tube and a zygote comes from the right fallopian tube?
Not a chance it's that one. It has to be A. There's no way it's that one.
Boy.
Because is there even a left and right fallopian tube?
Okay, I'll write that down for the other week. Didn't think we were that basic. I was giving you a real challenge this week.
Okay, but I still think it's A. A is the one you said.
A zygote is a fertilized egg, and ovum is just an egg.
Ovum is just
a girl. Just an egg.
A, final answer.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
The girly quiz this week.
Oh, what did you say to me before? This is a tough one now, Dave.
Well, producer Hebe, who is also a woman, actually said that she may not have gotten any of those questions right.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. I feel
so
great now.
Very impressive. I think the ear was your most impressive.
When I threw out Tragus, Ashing was like, oh my God.
You dark horse.
It's a girly quiz.
With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin.
How will Dave do? Will he need?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Eminem, Houdini, Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I read during the week that Eminem is the odds-on favourite to date J-Lo after her breakup with Ben Affleck, which I'm like, it's quite random.
That is random.
But also, like, imagine being so big that, like, when your marriage breaks up, there's, like,
odds
on who you're going to date next.
That's insane. I was only, like, watching TikToks the other day about, like, Eminem and, like, different people in the media, like in like different singers like Gwen Stefani and
who he's been with.
Yeah, he was with before, and like
I was just gonna say I don't know anyone who he was with.
Yeah, he had a big crush on her, or she had a big crush on him, and she said it out loud
a couple of times,
and then they met up and they were chatting or whatever, and then it just ended really, really badly. And I remember like during like a VMA performance or something like that, something on MTV, and she just pure called him out. It was really, really awkward.
The VMAs were so good for that, weren't they?
Yeah, they were good for drama, weren't they?
But so good.
She was presenting the award that he won. It was so
awkward.
Like Eminem. It's so awkward. Eminem.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Good morning, 2 minutes past nine. What's happening? How are we?
Hey there.
I feel like this is the longest week in history.
I know, and I said it yesterday. It's because everybody's talking about Coldplay.
Is
this
that
weekend.
It?
I think so. I think when there's like a big event at the weekend, everyone's like building up to. It's like you get the weekend into your head way too early.
That's
prematurely.
Dead right.
Damn you, Chris Martin.
Yeah, right. Interim producer Hebe has just brought me something interesting. She said that it's officially cuffing season.
Oh, is it? You already?
Why is it called cuffing season? Is it like handcuffing?
Yeah, it's not a very nice term, really. It's a bit unromantic.
But I think the whole point is that it's not romantic.
Yeah.
It's finding someone for the winter months.
To snuggle up with.
To snuggle up with, like, for the winter months.
I only heard about this for the first time last year. Has it been a thing for longer?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's been a thing for a couple of years.
Really?
But, like, it wasn't a thing when we were, like, younger.
Did you ever cuff anyone?
I did have one cuffing season.
Did you?
It was fun, yeah, but it was so
did you feel warm?
I did feel warm. It was very unspoken, but it was just like after cuffing season was over, it was like, see you now.
Oh, that's kind of perfect, isn't it?
Good luck.
It's hot girl summer time again.
Yeah, shook hands and let her go off in her hot girl summer. It was great.
I feel like I'm in cuffing season in my age.
Okay.
Because I'm 28 and I feel like loads of my friends have gotten boyfriends like in the past year.
Oh, right, okay.
So I feel like we're in a sort of a, like, not a generational cuffing season, but like an age cuffing season.
Did you feel
and
like
the cuff is a ring?
Did you feel like only a couple of months ago, maybe a year ago, that it was single season? Like, people were breaking up.
Yeah, left, right, and center.
That was crazy. I felt like everyone was getting single again. And I was like, I have the lads back. No, they're back in relationships.
Really?
Yeah.
You're on your own again.
I think it was the bloody cuffing season.
It was probably Mercury or something. Doing something in retrograde.
It was in Renegade Master.
Yeah, one of them. Instagram has been so weird lately, throwing up videos from everybody and anybody onto my feed, your feed, everybody's feed.
It's been weird for ages. I feel like, especially with, like, I've seen Tom Holland pictures in my Explore page from like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it's actually freaky.
Like,
and I'm like,
doing, like,
I'm going to go liking these things, and these Tom Holland's going to be like, why is she liking my 6 year old picture? Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's like throwing up people that you don't follow and stuff. But actually, a video came up recently that I was like, you know what? Thank you, because that was a real treat.
Oh, really?
And the video was so random. It was a tutorial on how to change a tire delivered by RuPaul.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, if you don't know who RuPaul is, he's a drag queen / TV presenter.
Do you remember when he's on Jimmy Kimmel? A drag queen!
Yeah.
RuPaul. I am the queen of drag.
RuPaul is so, so funny. He hosts RuPaul's Drag Race. It's kind of like the America's Next Top Model for drag queens. And he's a very fabulous man. He's very funny, very, very naughty, yes, and bold and cheeky. Not somebody who you would expect to teach you how to change a tire, okay?
Okay.
And the video is like somewhat RuPaul-y. Like there's a couple of little cheeky moments.
But for the most part, he's actually just teaching you how to change a tire.
That's what's so bizarre about it. Like it's not full of innuendo like I would have expected. It starts like this.
All right, let's change a tire. Now, most of you will never have to do this in your lifetime because you're smart and you have a membership to a roadside assistance. But if you need to change a tire, I'm going to show you how to do it. But remember, safety first.
Oh my God, so he's being for real.
He's being so for real. So when I first saw this bit then, when he says, you'll probably have a membership to a roadside assistance, I went, Grant, it's obviously Spawn.
Yeah.
But randomly he's doing Spawn for like AA or something.
It's not Spawn.
It's not Spawn. I have scoured this post. There's no tags. There's no like hashtag Spawn.
That's excellent.
And throughout the whole video, he never mentions any brand.
Right, okay. And is he in drag when he's doing it?
No, he's not in drag. He's just in a very classic like RuPaul kind of like colourful suit. But he is working on like quite a fancy merc. So maybe it's like undercover merc sponsorship.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's not declared. So for all intents and purposes, it's just a video of RuPaul teaching you how to change a tire with the odd sound effects.
Locate the designated jacking port on the car and stick it in, baby. Make sure the jack is perpendicular and anchored on solid ground.
Oh my God.
But like, that's like the only like little moment in it, really. And then kind of at the end, there's a few more sound effects and it's a bit of fun.
Take your wrench and now fully tighten the lug nuts. Place the hubcap and gather your tools and put them back in the trunk. Well, you my sexy drivers, now you know how to change your tire. Kids, be safe on the roads, be nice to the other drivers.
I love him.
This is it.
That's deadly.
I just want to know, like, was he advised by, like, his PR team or his manager, like, you got to do a video on how to change a tire, RuPaul? Or did he wake up and be like, I think I'm going to shoot something today.
I'd imagine he like just learned how to do it. And he was like, I'm going to teach other people.
Yeah, this is all. Yeah. More people need to know about this.
Yeah.
Actually, everybody knows how
that
to do it.
That is brilliant.
Yeah,
I doubt I doubt there's some underlying SponsCon, because I think if there was underlying SponsCon, you could do it a lot easier with RuPaul than having him change.
Than having him change a tire. Yeah, exactly. He's gone through a lot of work. So a lot of editing involved. But anyway, I've been thinking of other celebs I'd love to teach me things through video. And if Instagram could, you know, filter these to the top of my home feed, okay, I'd be very, very happy. I'd like Eminem to teach me how to press clothes. I'm thinking the most random
like
activity.
It, like.
Yeah, but like I think there's another art to like pressing.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Right, yeah. I want Paul Mescal to teach me about fashion. I'd love that.
Yeah,
I think
well,
that'd be interesting.
He is stylish.
But also mainly from the O'Neill's
shorts
kind of way.
I'd like Mr. Bean to teach me how to sew. I think that would be fun.
I want Marty Morrissey to teach me how to do a kickflip on a skateboard.
Yes. On that track, I want Dame Judi Dench to teach me how to twerk.
Oh, I don't want
But
that.
Only safe if it's safe for her to do so.
I want Calvin and Terrence from the Talk and Bee podcast to teach me how to like do up my garden. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like put nice flower pots
Here's
here.
Here's a lovely shrub. I want Usain Bolt to teach me how to build a birdhouse. Wouldn't that be something?
I feel like he's so wholesome.
I know.
Feel like he'd totally know how to do it.
I think he would.
Any more?
One more. I'd like Mary McAleese to teach me how to do the Fortnite dance.
Yeah. I want to talk about for the last couple of days. I've been a little bit sad.
Oh, no.
Because I'm thinking about Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter breaking up.
Why you'd have to bring that up?
I'm sorry. But, like, they were just the it couple. And I actually, to be fair, in jokes aside, I actually did love the fact that the biggest artist in the world was dating the most Dublin person
in the world. It's amazing.
That. It's so cool. Like, yeah. I just love that stuff. There was rumours they'd split up, mainly because me and Ash fueled them. mainly because neither of them had been like seen on each other's Insta for a while. They weren't hanging out or anything like that.
Yeah.
Some would say it's because Sabrina's been obviously quite busy promoting her new album, Sweet and Sour. And she's just got so much going on that she doesn't have
short
time.
And sweet.
Is it? Oh, is that Sweet and Sour? Sorry, I'm hungry. Sweet and sour. That should have been the album title.
And the follow up would be Chicken Balls. Sweet.
Her debut EP, 4-1.
She really is spending a lot of time with Barry, isn't she?
Oh my God, she is. Yeah, there you go.
That's so funny.
Short and sweet, my apologies. But others say that it's an on again, off again relationship.
Yes, yeah, I've heard that as well. It's a bit of a like a Netflix and chill type of situation.
Like a cuffing season.
I think they're happy with that.
I'd say so, but the thing that kind of confused me about it, and the thing that made me think they're definitely broken up, is when she released Sweet and Sour, he didn't like post about it.
Yeah.
He didn't be like I used to date a girl who was a makeup artist, and whenever she'd do makeup, I'd be sharing that on my Instagram story, be like, look at this. Look how good this is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas he didn't share anything about Short and Sweet, and I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I don't know.
She was on Chicken Chop Dates there. I watched the whole
clip.
Yeah,
I feel
clip.
Like that was so... I controlled.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a mention of him or fellas or anything.
Nothing like that.
I'd say it was very much like, don't ask.
You know, Amelia would want to ask.
I know,
I feel like.
Anyway, a bit disappointed.
The rumours have kind of been tackled by Barry Keoghan himself about them breaking up, and he did it in the most Barry Keoghan way ever. And it brings in, enter to the chat, the Bratz Dolls Instagram page.
Oh.
Right. You know Bratz, remember that?
I was obsessed with Bratz.
So they did a Bratz Dolls of Jenna Ortega and Sabrina Carpenter who are in Sabrina Carpenter's new music video Taste. Right?
Okay.
And they did Bratz Doll versions of Sabrina and Jenna. Right?
That's actually great because Sabrina looks like a Bratz doll.
She totally does.
She's
like,
so perfect.
Absolute image of her. So they had these dolls on their Instagram and Barry commented and said, and I honestly, I was like, this is really, really interesting. Yeah. He just went, can I have one? And I was like, okay, this is interesting for two reasons. One,
no, you didn't.
If they are broken up, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What if they're broken up and it ended badly and he's like, I want Jenna? Yeah. That would be a bit of scandalo.
I was kind of thinking if they were broken up and he wanted one, he'd be like, would he use it as like a voodoo doll or something?
Yeah. No, that is kind of creepy. In any way, it's kind of creepy.
But if they haven't broken up, I think it's kind of funny. Like,
it's
kind of
cute.
It's kind of cute, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like,
oh,
obviously, this has started the rumours again that, oh no, they're not broken up, they're absolutely fine. If they're broken up, do you think he wants to, like, do you think he'd want one, like, if they were broken up? Do you know what I mean? I don't think he's a creepy guy.
No, definitely not. I think he's a cheeky chappy. Like, I'd say if they are broken up, he's like, oh, say this and like everyone will go mad.
But I feel like if I lost Sabrina Carpenter, I'd be inconsolable. So maybe I would want a doll.
Anything would help.
Yeah, anything to help. Yeah.
So he comments on the Bratz Instagram page.
Yeah,
that's
just
so
saying,
random.
Can I have one?
Imagine being the moderator of that account.
Yeah, but
being like Barry Keoghan's after commenting on the latest post, girls.
But why would he comment that and not share anything about Short and Sweet?
Sweet and Sour.
Sweet and Sour.
I don't know. Maybe he's annoyed it wasn't called Sweet and Sour.
You're never going to let that go, are you?
No. It's one of your best. It is exciting times for a lot of people out there because college is starting very, very soon. And it is an expensive L time of year as well.
It is,
particularly if you're only just starting, probably need to get a laptop and all the rest. So we're going to help you out and we're giving one of you a chance to win a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher.
I tried to whistle to be like, wow, that's a lot of money. And what came out was,
okay, you shouldn't try that again.
There we go, yeah. Technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help with all the biggest brands and latest technology, from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers as well, and a whole lot more. On to play our game this morning is Camilla. What are you up to, Camilla?
I'm literally just on the way back to work after dropping in a service user school.
Oh, very nice. Fair play to you.
And what do you do, Camilla?
I work with disabilities, so at the moment I'm in the children's sector, but I work with adults as well.
Brilliant.
Amazing. Fair play to
you. Good for you. Are you in the need of a bit of tech?
I am, yeah. I need a laptop. I'm going to looking to go back to college, so I just need to get a bit of tech, you know.
Amazing, yeah. Laptop would definitely do you some help there. Don't forget, you have that €2,500 voucher on the 6th of September. You could potentially be winning that if you get through to the finale. In order to get through to the finale, you got to answer three very simple college degree questions. They're not really college degree, they're more like fully charged degree.
Yeah, which is a lot less difficult. What is your master's going to be, do you think, or when you go back to college, whatever you're doing?
Nursing.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's all coming up roses for you, Camilla, because today's fully charged college degree is in medicine.
Oh!
So I think you're going to smash this.
That
could
have been more perfect.
You got to get three questions right in 30 seconds. It's nice and easy, and that'll get you into that grand finale on the 6th, and also a nice little tech prize, which we'll tell you about.
Yeah, if you get it. All right, let's start then. 30 seconds. Three questions to answer. Very, very simple. Here we go, Camilla. Name of an organ that pumps blood around the body.
The heart.
There you go.
What is the head bone better known as?
The skull.
Yes. On which body part are the taste buds located?
The tongue.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. With like 10 seconds left to go, unbelievable, Camilla. Congratulations. You are in finale to win that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher, and she's won some tech cash.
You've won something absolutely unreal today, Camilla. You ready for this?
I am, yep.
You've won yourself a TCL Tab Gen 2. That's a tablet.
Oh.
And Huawei Buds.
No way.
Headphones.
That's so cool.
Oh, happy day.
A tablet and headphones.
Thank you so much.
And the chance for $2,500 when you come and meet us on the 6th of September. We will see you there.
Yeah, you will indeed. Thank you very much, guys.
Well, Camilla, have a great day.
You too. Thanks,
Camille. Bye-bye.
Oh, I like Camilla.
I can't wait to meet Camilla.
McKilla.
McKilla. I can't wait to meet McKilla.
McKilla's on from 10.
I hope her surname is McKilla.
Camilla. That's hard
that's
to
really
say.
Really hard.
Camilla McKilla.
Camilla McKilla.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. I have seen a bit of Molly May and Tommy Fury action in the last couple of days. Have you?
Action?
As in, they've both posted.
Oh.
For the first time, I think.
Which is like just random posts, just normal posts?
No, definitely not normal. Like, so basically, both of them have kind of addressed it. So, Molly May put up kind of a post of her like looking out over maybe like a lake or something.
Okay.
And she was like, thank you to you all for being the best online friends ever. Tommy Fury, different vibe.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't mean to laugh because he's obviously sad, but it's kind of funny. He's like
on.
In the gym. And he's tying his shoelace. He's like looking down at his shoelace in a sad pose.
He's just learned to do it since,
yeah, like,
since Molly May broke up with him.
Yeah, people were commenting being like, oh, now you have to tie your own shoelaces. But he goes, these last few weeks have been heartbreaking. The false allegations about me have been horrendous. Thank you to everybody who has stood by me through this. And foolishly, he left the comments open.
Oh.
And he is just getting rinsed.
Now, this is
by
interesting.
Everyone.
Because he said, oh, the false allegations have been awful.
Yeah.
But like, it's been said online that all of Manchester know that
yeah.
he beats on her.
And there's videos of like him
yeah.
in the club with like random gals. But anyway, he's a sad man, tying his shoelaces.
Poor Molly. I feel bad for him. That all is true. Like, I feel bad for him as well. I feel bad for the daughter.
But the insights on the posts must be through the roof.
I'd say they've never
the
had
reach
it like it.
Is absolutely incredible.
The other thing that annoys me about that whole thing is like when you spin posts about it on Facebook or whatever, and yeah. it's like Molly May and Tommy break up, and there's always those people to be like, who?
Oh, they're so annoying.
And you're like, oh, who cares? People obviously care. It's got like loads of likes.
Yeah.
People are obviously interested. I find it so stupid.
I know. Look, I'll be happy to gobble up more content from both of them.
100%.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLED20.